This is the Miss Eileen Speaks podcast, proudly sponsored by Basic Blog Tips. I entered a contest in the month of June, and it was my favorite blogging community sponsored the contest, and that's Blog Engage, which is run by Brian. And many of you may know him. You can follow Brian at bbrian017 on Twitter. And also make sure you visit the Blog Engage community. We have some awesome bloggers over there. I entered the June contest, as I mentioned, and I was pretty pleased that I was one of the winners. I didn't win top prize, but the winners were Jian Fei. Her article was Free Software Foundation, No to Windows 7, No to Facebook. Will Clarissa, Drowning in a Sea of Information, Trying to Make Money Online. Bud Walker, a good friend of mine who's also one of my guest bloggers. His article was called Solo versus Collective Blogging, Which One Suits You Best? The fourth place winner was CNP, and that article was called The Blogger's Social Network, What About It? And my article, which is How to Be a Social Let me start that again. How to be a social media research ninja for your blog. Now, in my article, the first social media research tool that I introduce everyone to is called Twyla. And hopefully you've had a chance to check out Twyla. If not, it's still in beta. Go to Twyla, which is twyla.com, and sign up for an invitation. If you have any delays getting the invitation, let me know, because I'm good friends with the developer, which is Eric Kim, and we'll try to get your invitation fast-tracked. Twyla is a service where you can get a fan page for your tweets. And what that does is it gives your tweets a little bit more longevity. In other words, a tweet only lasts for a second and it's scrolling by with, you know, millions of other tweets that people are getting to see. And if they've got columns like I do with Hootsuite and people using TweetDeck and all these other different services, you know, barely do they get a chance to see your tweet unless all the conditions just so happen to be right. But with Twyla, it's actually a collection of your tweets, and they are collected by categories. And Twyla reviews your Twitter stream and picks out the categories that you tweet about most often and what's most relevant to you, and it creates a fan page for them. And I really like Twyla. It's pretty cool. Check it out. I also did a video tutorial, which was included in this guest post that I did. Another service that I introduce people to is called Plugio. And Plugio lets you manage Twitter and Facebook. You can follow people by topic. You can do all sorts of things with Plugio. Sumify is a way to streamline what you're getting. Maybe you have a day where you just don't have time for Twitter, Facebook, or anything else. But you do know that you need to have that presence there. So what Sumify will do will give you your top 10 most important posts. And how it does that is it looks at all your Twitter followers, all your connections in Facebook, and everything that you have in Google Reader if you're a person that uses RSS feeds. And it comes up with the top 10. And then you just get that list, and then you're done. Okay, Social Mention is a service that you sign up for, and you get an email every day. So how many people have ever noticed that sometimes you get mentioned on Twitter, but you don't see it? Like, even if you're using Hootsuite or TweetDeck, and you have a column that's following your mentions, sometimes they don't show up. Or sometimes you miss it because, you know, like I said, you got so many columns, you can't keep track. Well, Social Mention is another service that will send you an email and let you know every time you're mentioned. And it doesn't just include Twitter, it also includes Facebook, and it goes out to blogs and everything else. So check out Social Mention. Last thing that I wanted to talk about in that post was StumbleUpon. And it's often very overlooked, and if people don't understand StumbleUpon, they're missing out on a lot. I say that because I was one of those people. For a very long time, I couldn't figure out how to use the toolbar until they added the extension to Chrome. The Chrome toolbar is a lot more streamed down than the lot more streamlined, I'm sorry, than the one that's on Firefox or Internet Explorer. So to me, it was much more straightforward. But the point is that you can share to Twitter and Facebook and LinkedIn from that StumbleUpon toolbar. And it's also a great way to find new, interesting, unique content. You know, like I said earlier, Sumify tells you what's going on within your group of, you know, friends and followers. But StumbleUpon is a totally different aspect because you're going to find stuff that is just from the far left or the far right. But because you put in topics that you've got interest in, it's going to pick those topics up and show them to you. And then you can share them on all of your networks. So in any event, put those tools together and you will be a social media research ninja in no time. Okay, that's it for now. Oh, I'm sorry, one more thing. I got to tell you about the Small Business Influencers Award. That's an award that recognizes people that influence and help or advocates for small business. And I have three of my friends, actually four of my friends who are up for that award. One of them is Lisa Irby from To Create a Website. The other is Gail Gardner from GrowMap. Then there is Christian Hollingsworth from Smart Boy Designs. Right now, Christian is leading in the votes. And then there's also Christy Hines from Keikalani. So go every day. You can go to the Small Business Influencers website and vote for these people and anybody else you see or any other companies that you see that you think are in support of small business. Okay, now that's it for me. That's the latest news from Eileen and Basic Blog Tips. If you want to follow me on Twitter, let me spell my name for you. It's Ileane. So follow me on Twitter. I also have Basic Blog Tips as a Twitter account, too. You can follow that one as well. And this has really been cool. If you got any feedback on the show, just let me know. Any other topics you want to hear about, I'll be glad to discuss.